Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus this morning. To also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites into orbit. Union Cabinet approves 7,280 crore rupees scheme for manufacturing rare earth magnets in India. UIDAI deactivates over 2 crore Aadhaar numbers of deceased individuals as part of nationwide cleanup efforts. India International Trade Fair 2025 to conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Death toll in Hong Kong high-rise apartment fire rises to 44. And India secures hosting rights for 2030 Commonwealth Games with Ahmedabad formally ratified as the venue. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus today at 11 a.m. via video conferencing. He will also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites to orbit. The state-of-the-art facility will have around 2 lakh square feet workspace for designing, developing, integrating and testing multiple launch vehicles with a capacity to build one orbital rocket every month. Skyroot is India's leading private space company, founded by Pavan Chandana and Bharat Dhaka, both alumni of Indian Institutes of Technology and former scientists of ISRO turned entrepreneurs. In November 2022, Skyroot launched its suborbital rocket Vikram S, becoming the first Indian private company to launch a rocket to space. The Cabinet approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first of its kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted that rare earth permanent magnet is one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defense applications.
Iska upyog electric vehicles mein, electronics mein.
Permanent magnets are used in many sectors, electric vehicles, electronics, defense, aerospace and medical equipment. Many devices simply cannot be made without them, which shows how important they are. India's requirement for permanent magnets is steadily increasing. To manufacture permanent magnets within the country, the Cabinet has approved a rare earth permanent magnet scheme focused on creating a fully integrated end-to-end manufacturing ecosystem in India.
The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has deactivated over 2 crore Aadhaar numbers of deceased individuals as part of a nationwide cleanup effort to maintain the continued accuracy of the Aadhaar database. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that UIDAI sourced this data from the Registrar General of India, the states and the Union Territories. It added that no Aadhaar number is ever reassigned to another individual. The ministry said that in case of the death of a person, it is essential that his or her Aadhaar number is deactivated to prevent potential identity fraud or unauthorized usage of such Aadhaar numbers for availing welfare benefits. Meanwhile, UIDAI has asked Aadhaar number holders to report the death of their family members on My Aadhaar portal after obtaining their death certificate from the death registering authorities. President Draupadi Murmu will address the inaugural session of the third edition of the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2025 this morning in New Delhi. The two-day event will bring together national and international experts to deliberate on defence reforms, technological transformation, civil-military integration and India's emerging security priorities in the run-up to Viksit Bharat by 2047. Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2025 is being organised under the theme Reform to Transform, Sashakt, Surakshit or Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Odisha and Uttar Pradesh beginning today. She will address the members of the Odisha Legislative Assembly at Bhubaneswar. The president will grace the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumaris annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust, in Lucknow tomorrow. On the same day, the president will grace the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree at Lucknow. The government has said that the total kharif food grain production is estimated at 173.33 million tons in this financial year. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan released the first advanced estimates of production of kharif crops yesterday. According to the first advance estimates for 2025-26, rice production is estimated at over 124 million tons, which is 1.73 million tons more than the production of kharif seasoned rice last year. Mr. Chauhan said that total kharif coarse cereals production is estimated at 41.41 million tons, while the kharif pulses production is projected at 7.41 million tons. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Assam.
The new GST reforms are aimed at driving inclusive growth and providing financial relief to Assam's artisans, farmers, and small businesses. Under the new tax structure, GST has been reduced on traditional and regional goods of the state. The tourism sector has gained from this reform, as hotel rooms priced up to 7,500 rupees per night will now be under the 5% GST slab, making Assam a more affordable destination for the visitors. The reform also benefits Assam's tea industry, which now attracts only 5% GST, making its products cheaper and more competitive in both domestic and international markets. Similarly, the GST on culturally significant items including Muga silk, gamosa, has been reduced from 12% to 5%. This will bring relief to weavers who can now sell in competitive markets and earn better margins. These reforms are helping preserve Assam's culture, strengthening its eco-friendly industries, and making local products more affordable. It will also support livelihood generation, promote cultural preservation, and contribute to the economic growth of Assam. With Ishani Yadav, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The curtains for this year's India International Trade Fair, IITF, will come down today. The 14-day mega global trade event that commenced at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the 14th of this month showcased India's rich diversity across its states. Bihar, Maharashtra, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh were the partner states for this year's edition, while Jharkhand was the focus state. The wide-ranging participation across government, industry and international exhibitors reaffirms IITF's emergence as a global platform for trade, technology and cultural exchange. The Saras Ajivika Mela at IITF, organized by the Ministry of Rural Development, provided a platform for rural women to let their art, work and handmade dreams bloom before the world. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Garva Nirmala from Gujarat thanks Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the surge in sales.
I have come from Bhuj, Kutch, Gujarat. I have come here to sell modal fabric. There is a lot of profit in this. It feels good to be here. This is a very good initiative by Modi ji, which gives women a platform to earn money.
The 56th edition of International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, continues to create a buzz today. Akashwani brings you an exclusive on-ground coverage.
The filmmakers are arriving every hour at IFFI 2025, adding to the glitz at the red carpet. Regional cinema is also creating quite a buzz here. Directors Nitin and Nisha Chandra are here to present their family drama in Bhojpuri called Chhat.
Chhat, it's not about the festival. It is about the value inside your family.
Today, some wonderful movies are lined up for screenings and most of the halls are already sold out. Some films to be screened today are Orenda, Cotton Queen, A Poet, Sleepless City, The Woman, among others. However, people are looking forward to the master classes today. Aamir Khan, the Tom Hanks of India, has a session titled The Narrative Architect of the Social Transformation and Inclusivity. 50 years of the magnum opus Sholay are being celebrated, and filmmaker Ramesh Sippy and Kiran Sippy will be talking on why Sholay still resonates. While it's important to produce good cinema, it's equally important to preserve cinema. Nagarjun and C.V. Rao would be talking on preserving the classic The Journey of Shiva. It is to be noted that IFFI 2025 is also screening classics like Pyasa, Gaman, Umrao Jaan, Dr. Goodness Ki Amar Kahani, among others. Stay tuned to Akashvani for latest updates from IFFI, where cinema is beating in hearts of many. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Sara Mujtaba, Akashvani News, IFFI, Goa.
In Hong Kong, death toll in high-rise apartment fire at the Wang Fuk Court housing complex in Tai Po district has risen to 44. While 700 people have been evacuated to temporary shelters, 279 people are still missing. The raging fire sent up a column of flames and thick smoke as it spread quickly on bamboo scaffolding and construction netting that had been set up around the exterior of the housing complex last night. More than 800 firefighters are at the scene trying to tackle the blaze at Wang Fuk Court, with Hong Kong's chief executive John Lee saying the fire is now coming under control. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will co-chair the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers' Dialogue with Indonesian Defence Minister Safri Samsuddin in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence said the two ministers will review regional security developments, discuss multilateral issues and explore new areas to deepen bilateral defence cooperation. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded the hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also expressed happiness over India winning the bid to host the Centenary Commonwealth Games 2030 in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, the Vice President said that this landmark development reflects the collective strength, talent and spirit of the nation's sporting ecosystem. The IMD has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab today. The Met Department also predicted fog conditions at isolated pockets over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. The top headline in all the dailies today talk about India ready to welcome the world as Ahmedabad confirmed 2030 Commonwealth Games host in Boost Olympic Hopes, writes the Times of India. The Indian Express adds, India to push for yoga as medal sport. Badminton, hockey, wrestling, T20 cricket and shooting may see return. Hailing the constitution as a sacred document that guides the country's progress, Prime Minister Modi urges citizens to honour duties, notes Hindustan Times. The Asian Age says Delhi air improves, Grab 3 revoked, city shivers at 8 degrees Celsius. Apple set to surpass Samsung as top phone maker, cites Financial Express. And finally, a headline in the Pioneer states, aiming to reduce emissions and traffic congestion, Delhi bids on a 53-kilometre cycle track to cut carbon and create urban calm along both sides of River Yamuna, promoting sporting activities and tourism. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus this morning, to also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket Vikram 1 with capability to launch satellites into orbit. Union Cabinet approves 7,280 crore rupees scheme for manufacturing rare earth magnets in India. UIDAI deactivates over 2 crore Aadhaar numbers of deceased individuals as part of nationwide cleanup efforts. India International Trade Fair 2025 to conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Death toll in Hong Kong high-rise apartment fire rises to 44. And India secures hosting rights for 2030 Commonwealth Games, with Ahmedabad formally ratified as the venue. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.